No, I'm not confident the metal exchange is being fixed. As fixed, I think it's being fixed. In private sector, this is an example of, in the old days in the cabinet, where George Kunz go and rivals, team of rivals, they'd bring in people from different, they'd bring in the private sector. Like Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he would bring in private sector people to manage different things in his cabinet. This is an example of, this is a very high-tech undertaking that we should have started out right away with somebody that had the expertise in this area to advise us in terms of who should be the website designer, who should be the general contractor, who should be the subcontractor. This business of saying, well, we hired these people and they're fighting among themselves, it doesn't work, the public want answers. And the buck stops here, it stops right here, the speaker, myself, the governor, lieutenant governor, and what have you. And, they don't want who struck John, they want to know who's responsible, and it's right here.
Should there be a legislative review of this? There are Republicans calling for some kind of a formal legislative investigation. Should there be that?
There'll continue to be a legislative review. The chairman of the Finance Committee is one of the most open, honest persons that I can think of to handle the situation. And he's going to have briefings on this on a daily basis. He's going to make sure every conversation, everything that's noted, every piece of correspondence that's available, it's going to be made available to everyone. We're going to have complete Anderson. This is not anything about corruption or malfeasance. It might be about incompetence. It might be about people not extending proper oversight. When you want to get a job done, you do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week until you get it done right. And apparently, they turned the job over to other people and designated people to do the job, and they didn't do the job right. And that's not the way government, certainly not the way private business operates. Private business people would have been fired. Certainly not the way government should operate, and we can do better.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Lou, big thank you.
Appreciate it.